Yeah, our communal name is an entity, not as individuals. Okay. So the first one is, of course, I would say our grand-grand-grand-grandfather is, before Abraham even, is Shem. So we are all descendant of Shem. And in my other lecture, I was talking about what does it mean to be a Semite. Now I would like to talk about what does it mean to be a Hebrew. Now, it's written in the Bible that Shem is the father of all the Hebrews. Shem uavi kol bnei ever. So as a curious person, I ask myself, where is it the first time that the root of the Hebrews, the Ivrim, was ever mentioned? And it turned out that one of the sons of Shem, his name is Ever. And then I keep reading, and it says, Ever had two sons. One, his name is Peleg, and the other one is Iktan. And as I said at the first lecture that I was talking about, is that the names in the Bible are codes, are telling us something that is not accidental. So what does it say about Peleg, the sons of Ever? In his time, the country was split. In other words, they mean the Babylon fall, because until then, there was unity. But after, at the time of Peleg, there was the split. Bizmano niflega haaretz. In his time, the country was split. The land was split. And Iktan is also an interesting name, the other son of Ever. It says Iktan means will be small. Like we say that the generations fall. So he said his second, after Ever, we have Peleg, split, and Iktan, which means will become small. Now, what is Ever? And it just occurred to me that Ever was the last generation before the Babylon fall.
Of the Tower of Babel,
yeah,
you're referring to.
Means that the people could not communicate. They didn't talk the same language. It was a fall in their consciousness, because, you know, it's a big, big fall, the Babylon fall. People cannot understand each other. They cannot communicate because the ego took over. People were not talking from their heart anymore. They were talking from their ego. There was power games. This is the Babylon fall, because it says, instead of worshipping the name, they made themselves a name. The reason they wanted to create the tower is to create themselves a name. Instead of worshipping, you know, a higher power that ran the universe, each one felt he is the power. And that's where they could not communicate. Now, Ever was the last generation before the ego took over. Because only from his son on, the land was split. So we're talking about different consciousness. So remember to emphasize that again, that Ever is the last generation before the fall of Babylon. And then, seven generations later, we come across a man named Avram Ha'ivri. The first man that is called Hebrew, takes seven generations. And what does it mean, Avram the Hebrew? It means that he made a quantum leap back to the unity consciousness before the Babylon fall. And we know that that was typical to Avraham, that he left his little place, his little shtetl, and he started going around seeing the unity, seeing all the rules that, you know, he was an astronomer. He saw that there are rules of unity, that there is one power that ran back. He goes back to the consciousness of Ever, and that's why he's called Ivri. So this is one of our communal names. Of course, the traditional way is that Avram was on one side of the world and all the rest of the world was on the other side of the world. But I always go for what's really written in the Bible to learn that, you know, what I call the truth. And it all says, it's written there. Ever, Peleg and Inktan, his sons, in the time of Peleg, the earth was split. You just have to think a little. Then Ever was the last generation before the fall. And that's the essence of it. When Avram appears, he goes back to the consciousness of unity. So now we're talking about this other name that we receive. We are the son of Avraham, and from Avraham we have Yitzchak, and then we have Yaakov, that his name changed. Again, you see the names are very important. Also Avraham, his name was changed. From Avraham, he got another hey. And Sarah, you know, they say she was deducted from her name a fife and was received to Avraham. I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about Israel. Now, this is in our parasha of this week, where actually Yaakov receives a new name. And when does he receive a new name? When he struggled with the angel, that he didn't know it's an angel. He was appeared like a man. He was struggling at the Yabok just before he's supposed to meet his brother Esav. He's being tested. Now, what he was fighting, he was actually fighting a negative angel. They say maybe the death, they say there are angels that are also testing human beings, according to our tradition. So he was fighting with this outside force, but some people say it's also a part in him. Because what happened to, if we see about Israel, Yaakov at that point, he's going to meet his brother Esav. He's scared shit for meeting him. We know it. We see it in what he's saying. He's preparing everything for this meeting. And he actually does a big jump within his own personality. He really makes a big jump to go towards his brother. But you know, when we stretch ourselves like that, usually we're being tested. Because whenever we are, you know what I mean? It's like instead of getting into the fight and power struggle with his brother, you know, he prepared so many presents for him. You should see how he prepared it. So he stretched himself to be good. You know, when that happened, in our life, when we stretch ourselves, there is a test. So he was fighting. There was a negative side, and he said, "What are you going to do? You're going to, you know, how much money you're going to give to your brother? You're nuts." You know, we can see this as a symbolic fight of that part of us saying, "You're dumb. What's the matter with you? You know, we'll never change." You know, all this part that gives the doubt. The doubt, the contrapoint. You know, we don't develop in a straight line. We go, and then there is two steps back, and then we do one more step forward. You know how it is. So that's the fight with the Israel. Fight with the angel is this inner struggle. When the angel didn't win, at the morning, he said to him, so at the end of the morning, they came even. So the angel said to him, "Release me," because he, let's say he was holding him, you know, tight or something. He said, I'm not going to release you before you give me a blessing, because he knew there is a divine force. It's not just a regular person. So he asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Yaakov. He said, no, the blessing is by changing your name. If before you were a follower, Yaakov means, Okev means from the word, Yaakov means a follower, because he came after Esav. I give you the final thing, that you are right now on a new level, because you managed to fight with, an angel, like with Elohim, with the El, the divine force, and with people. The people is Esav, that he was able to soften him. And he, in the struggle with the Malach, he was struggling with his own negativity, and he overcome his own negativity. And that's how we receive the name Israel. So what does it mean for us as Israelites? It means that we are human beings that always in a struggle with our own negativity. We always in cheshbon nefesh. This is how we cultivate our higher conscious, is by not to take ourselves for granted. Think about yourself when you are with with somebody in the family. How much time you invest in struggling and to see it from this point and this point. And, we are strugglers. We are not light people. Once I was in a workshop that it was about Christians and Jews. And this woman that ran the workshop was a Christian woman. And she said, the Christians and Jews are like, it's like the clouds and the rainbow, and we need each other. The clouds are the deep side, mysterious, deep. Sometimes you go inside, and the rainbow is the light, So we need both. We need these deep souls, they go in and they question and they come with new solutions. And we see it in the Jewish tradition. It's part of us that we are the big questioners. We can see it even now in our days with the struggle we have with the Palestinians. So many voices you see in the Israelite people, for and against, and the moral sides. It's a complicated, we are a complicated nation. And I think it's typical to us to be the strugglers, the Israelim. They are the strugglers. You understand what I mean?